Welcome to the Wisdom Circle. To subscribe or follow us on your favorite podcast platforms, please visit us at www.thewisdomcircle.com.
One of the things I do, maybe to a fault, I don't know, but, you know, one line I read once, and I'm big on interpreting and reading things, and then, oh, that's my life lesson for today. One of them is, you know, you can control social media, or social media can control you. And so I don't think I spend, I don't know, unless somebody sends me something on X, I just don't go to it because I don't know what I learn. I don't know how I advance my life. I get angry or I get happy, but I can do that with my friends and family. It just seems like such a negative. I don't know. What do you think? Because you might be on it more than me, because if you're on it for a minute, that's more than me. What do you think the positive part? Because I think all of social media is a wash. So there's good stuff that comes out of it, and then there's bad stuff. And at the end of the day, I'm hoping that at the end of the day, it's like a net zero. What do you
think? Here's the positive. You do pick up news that you won't even see on 24/7 traditional broadcast news. Mm-hmm. And what you have to do, and then you have to edit yourself a little bit because you have to make sure it's real. Because sometimes they'll AI automate a voiceover and stuff. But it sort of leads to something. The negative is you see all sort of the violence and hate and discrimination in the world that just really makes you sad. But I think one of the things, and I'll go out on the limb here, and it's not political, but it is an example. And this is, again, I think why we want to do the Wisdom Circle is young people today, you know, you now have town hall meetings going on both sides of the aisle, but particularly on the, I'll use this as an example, so because I saw it on X this morning. So Senator Grassley from Iowa, he's like almost 90 years old. He's doing a town hall, and they're tearing into it.
I saw that.
We've talked about the morals of people, and they said, okay, if the Supreme Court tells me I owe somebody $1,200, can I just ignore them like the president administration ignored them to go get the person that went to El Salvador and wasn't supposed to go there because they're just ignoring the order. Or can you just lie? Like at Anheuser-Busch, it was like you knew you could do almost anything. I mean, you could make a mistake, whatever. But if you lied, you were gone. The honesty and trust. And so we see people who, they say, well, we're not really lying. We're twisting the truth. We're doing what we want to say. We're trying to support our president, our administration, our program, whatever. But it's teaching people, this is my opinion, you can, you know, disagree, not you or people listening to us. Well, you could disagree too.
Right.
But what are we teaching them? That it's okay to be, and also in business, if you're not consistent, you lose the audience. So you can't say, well, it's okay for this person to ignore the Supreme Court, but it's not okay for this person.
Right.
So we got a lot of moral, lying, trust issues out there, which will impact this generation, I'm convinced. And even generations that are older that says, well, I guess this is the new norm.
So what's the good point? I think you said, I think it's good, and here's why.
Because you see good, you will see good stories about, you know, someone who found a homeless, starving dog on the street and feeds them and then brings them home. And then they show it 2 months later having this great life. I mean, that's just, story or people helping their neighbor or coming to the rescue of someone who's being verbally abused or whatever. So you see the Good Samaritan, you see the people with the warm heart,
often think like, do we need it? Do we need to see that? Like, I don't know.
Do we need to see it? No, probably not.
I mean, don't we want to, I mean, we know what's out there, and then it's just a matter of what the news people select to show, right? David, you read the episode of World News Tonight with a happy story. Okay, good to know. Thank you. Because when that stops, we're all in deep trouble, and we may be heading that way. So I don't know. To me, it's
all about self-editing, I think. You know, it's like, do we need it? No. Do we need to hear all the bad news? No. And I think each one of us as individuals has to decide. I mean, I've really gotten to the point is I'm going to skim enough to know, make sure the world's not coming to an end, and then I'm going to try to be out, you know, unless I get hooked into some. But I really don't want to go down the rabbit hole on either side. You know, it's just like just enough to keep up to speed and then move on and enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's coming from a guy. And, you know, again, we're not the demo. So I worry about the demo. The demo is spending a lot of time on it, getting addicted to it. There are all sorts of outcomes of depression and ADHD and all sorts of things that are fed by all this. So we're not going to solve it.
You know, another thing, Ray, real quick, so I don't forget it, because I think you hit on something three beats back, is, and you saying that it was tough to retire. I think that's a real issue that could be a topic of a few, you know, we talk about one of the future conversations, because, you know, the world has changed. You know, someone said to me, well, you know why Social Security is light on money is because, you know, people worked to 65 and by 70 they were dead. You know, you weren't
oh, nobody. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you had to keep feeding the dragon until they were 90. And I think so you have people like yourself as the example, which you're going nonstop, you're traveling around the world, you're working, and all of a sudden the bell stops. It's like, you know, revolving chairs, and it's a real issue. And then you're watching Keith Richards on Fallon on Twitter, playing the guitar. You know, it's like, okay, and Mick Jagger jumping up and down on a concert at 81 years old. So as a society and as humans, we're not turning it off. You know,
nobody ever did, because they used to die in the field. They'd be picking a strawberry and have a heart attack and die. I mean, Godfather's a good example. People work until they got dragged out by their boots, you know?
Yeah.
And this retirement thing is an industrial revolution outcome where, okay, we've had enough from you and you're not able to carry a 50-pound bag. So, and we don't have the machinery yet to move it. So you got to go. Here's a little money. And we're going to bring in a younger person who can move that 50-pound bag of potatoes. So it's an issue. It is a good one to talk about. I think more so, because again, wisdom and trying to help mostly the younger portion of our audience, there's definitely a conversation. If I was on a track where someday I'm going to retire, I'd want to hear from a couple of guys who retired. We don't want to make it every show, but I do think, we could look into that for season two. Let's talk about season two. We've had no shortage of people accepting invitations, so that's been good. We should let everybody know that we are always looking to improve our performance, be it, you know, digitally, technology-wise, and, you know, length of time, discussion of past things. So we are trying hard to be self-editing. What are your thoughts about your vision for season two?
Yeah, I think, you know, when we talked a little bit about it, I think in a way, I'm going to call it leaning forward a little bit more and maybe touch on some topics that that have a little sensitivity, you know, or at least get people's attention. You know, we don't want to be all of a sudden this, you know, but we do want people to listen and hear. I think you told me there's 4 million podcasts or something like that. So it's tough to break through. You see those that really break through, and we're not going to ever be that, but we want to figure out how to push it forward. So, so I do think, to your point, we would love to hear from people and even our guests that have been on, you know, it's like, okay, you've had 40 episodes. We were episode 20. On reflection now, 3 months later, I wish we had done this more or not done as much of this. Because we, you know, you should be guided by the audience and the listener, the consumer, if you will. But I think there's a lot of topics going on, you know, not only cultural change, the financial support of both entertainment and sports and arts and everything else like that. But I think from time to time, we need to probably hit a pretty tough topic and then, you know, hope to have a good conversation with that.
I agree with that. So I think that's, so I've got, I like things in threes where I was putting landscaping in a home I built. The landscape guy says, everything's better with threes, not two, not four, just three. I'm like, okay. And he was right. Spent a lot of money on that third plant, but threes are good and they're easy to remember. So I think that that's another thing, by the way, like if you're giving a talk and you don't want to like look at notes, they say like, you know, you can always remember three things. If four, you might not. But the first thing is, I think I'd like to try to figure out how to get bigger audience. So I think, yeah. And I know you do too. So it's like, all right, my goal. But I think we want to figure out how do we do some partnerships? How do we do some reciprocal podcast hosts, things like that? So anyone listening know that we're out there available and happy to have you on. I think a little bit more edgy is good. We've been really nice and we've had a good time. But I like the idea of you and I going out a little bit because, you know, we agree on a lot, which makes it hard. So we may just have to pick topics that are kind of edgy and just bring on someone who either agrees with us or don't. I think the other thing we've talked about, which I like the idea, and you kind of sparked it, is we've had a bunch of great guests. And again, I don't think we're going to run out, but I think bringing some back in season two, and maybe that's what you were alluding to, but I'm just saying it as the three things to think about for season two is, you know, checking in on some folks. We could check in on all of them. And I think most of them would say, yeah, I'll come back. But we don't want to just kind of do a repeat in season two. So, yeah, I think those are three good goals. I think, you know, growing the podcast, a little more edge. I think upgrading the technology a little bit. We're working on that, you know, just seeing what we can do to have a better audio video component. And with our guests, we're asking them to also upgrade, you know, if they can use their laptop, do that. So, yeah, I think we're, you know, we're not standing still and we're not just assuming we've climbed the mountain. But, and, you know, on the ABCD guide, it's 4.4 million podcasts.
Well, I'm going to tell you a funny story on that. I had a boss, you know, who would war like you, very exact. And we would have these big marketing meetings and August Bush would say, well, what's the cost of a Monday Night Football unit? And this person would freeze because he felt that it had to be on the nose. And you know, it's $325,700. You know. So when he left and I took his job, I said to my folks, listen, what August is really asking, is it $100 or is it $100,000? And I'm gonna give you the 90% rule. You can be within 10% because he's directionally wants to know the number.
Right.
He doesn't want to know the exact number.
That's very funny. No, that's funny. So two things. One is it's good to have both, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we check the system. The point I'm going to make about the podcast is, so our audience is growing, new subscribers. And 4.4 million is a lot of people. We're asking people for, you know, 25 minutes of their time twice or once, which I think split. We've seen the audience growth since we've split the podcast into two parts. And the 90% rule was something that hit me too, because I worked for one company where I was the head of the sales department, and the budget was 50 million, and we got to 99%, we were like off by $1 million. And, you know, attaboys are nice and 99% is pretty good. And I made a comment, well, yeah, not bad, not bad. And that person said, yeah, but, you know, I'd like to have that $1 million in my pocket. I'm like, oh, well, I'm sorry. Did I, you know, 50 million is not enough, you know, 49, whatever. So you got one person who lives off the 99% rule. Tony's at the 90, which I think is a good number. And then I'll remember Dan Burke. When Cap Cities bought ABC, I got to know him pretty well. I don't know if I was on a list of people for him to get to know or not, but we had lunches in the executive dining room and all these fun things. And he gave me the 95%. He said, look, we know pretty much you sales guys are all full of crap. So we really don't run the company on budget. We run it somewhere between 90 and 95%, depending on what we think the market's going to do. And it just plays right into exactly what you said.
It's sort of a negotiating thing, too. And I wasn't trying to give the companies money away, but let's say you're doing a $1 million deal, and I know, and I'm glad the people working for me would be fighting for another, 0.3% to get off inflation increase, right? So it's, so we're at the 3% CPI increase on the deal for multiple years, and they wanted to get it to like 2.7. And I would say, you're going, to the mattress for $30,000. So to me, it was like, let's not fight too hard for the 0.3, because we'll get that in other things as the deal goes on.
Right.
Don't leave
by not asking for it. You'll get it, exactly right.
Or try, and if it gets too bloody, because you'll get it back in a bonus unit or fill in the blank, because you're talking about $30,000. But to those people, and you want those people in the room, it was $30,000. To me, it was.
What was the bigger vision you had? Yeah. Exactly.
So what's right or wrong, but you need the balance of people, as you said. That's sort of the key. And just going back, and I know we probably still want to start wrapping up.
Yep.
Some of our people, particularly younger people, have already been promoted into other jobs in other companies. So to go back 6 months or 8 months or a year later, and, we said we wouldn't mention names, but one of our early guests has already been in a really nice job with a big sports league. And so it'd be nice to watch that thing trail. And we got, some of our guests who were still looking for work. Right. And now to find them 6 months later and a job and how that worked out. It would be a good learning experience.
I see a data point coming out of there, and then we'll say goodbye. But we could see what percentage of people who've been on the Wisdom Circle are doing better today than they were a year ago.
Right.
Yeah, we know
it's not us, so it's got... No, that would be good. Yeah.
Well, I told you I'm going to do a breakdown. So my buddy who was a fire department battalion chief, who was hard to get after he retired, I'm like, Wes, come on, you're retired. He's like, Ray, I will tell you this, you will be as busy or busier after the fact. And I'm like, yeah, thanks, Wes. So he's right. So I'm going to get to that breakdown of our audience and our guests, but. There is something to, you fill the day. And once you get into the rhythm, like we talked, and we'll wrap it up here. Once you get into a rhythm in anything, rhythm is a good thing. And so, I think we're both in a rhythm on the podcast, rhythm in life. And we want to just help our audience and guests do the same kind of dance.
Absolutely. No, I've enjoyed doing it with you, Ray. We're going to continue for hopefully another good year. If the audience doesn't windle away. I think it's going to grow. And thanks to all of our listeners and viewers that have, not only watched one podcast, but have watched multiple podcasts. So we appreciate that.
Yeah. Feel free to subscribe anywhere. You hit a button, you can subscribe and you'll know we're on. All right, Tom.
All right.
Have a good one. And
you too. Thank you, Ramon.
See you on the next time. Yep.
All right. Bye.